The Mount Waddington Family Literacy Society, MWFLS, is pleased to announce the transition of leadership for the Mount Waddington United Way Food Hub to the Quaghoul Health Center. This shift follows the conclusion of the current contract between United Way British Columbia and MWFLS in November. Under the new stewardship of Quaghoul Health Center, MWFLS will continue to support the food hub as a spoke, while focusing on its core literacy programs. We are excited to pass the reins to Quaghoul Health Center after nearly 3 years of leading the food hub, said Charity Gillett, executive director at MWFLS. Quaghoul's deep-rooted connection to our community and their leadership in food security make them well-equipped to guide the hub into its next phase. We look forward to their continued success in expanding food security efforts across the Mount Waddington region. Caitlin Hartnett, director at Quaghoul Health Center, is enthusiastic about taking on the responsibility. Quaghoul Health is excited to take on the responsibility to steward the food hub for the region. Prior to my role as the health director for Quaghoul, I worked at North Island College for many years. I had the good fortune of working closely with Leslie Dyke during this time in her role as the Food Hub coordinator, as the college administered the funds for the Island Food Hub for many years. It is amazing to see how the food work in the region has grown over the years, and Quaghoul Health is excited to take on the work of stewarding the regional funding and networking. The United Way Food Hub has made a significant impact, providing over 53,000 meals and hampers in the last 2 years. It has been a vital resource for community-based organizations through partnerships with North Island Building Blocks, Mount Waddington Community Food Initiative, Mount Waddington Health Network, and MWFLS. The hub's partnerships have fostered stronger community ties and improved food security across the region. Quaghoul Health Center, located in Tisaxis, Fort Rupert, has long been a leader in promoting food sovereignty and security. Since its establishment in 2005, the center has integrated traditional cultural practices with modern health initiatives to support the well-being of its community. The center employs several staff each year to manage its food security and sovereignty programs. The transition marks a new chapter for the Food Hub, as Quaghoul Health Center builds on the legacy of the United Way partnership while continuing to address local food security challenges. The Quaghoul Health Center has operated a fully equipped health facility in Tisaxis, the Quaghoul Band's Fort Rupert Reserve, since 2005. The center's vision sees health and wellness as a balance between personal, family, and community health, where relationship to the land is a focal point for a strong connection to culture, food, and relationship. Balancing traditional culture, traditional healing and traditional practices with contemporary, modern life is also an important piece of well-being, but always with a holistic lens and emphasis on wellness beyond physical health. The Quaghoul Health Center has supported the traditional Quaghoul foodways and gardens for many years, and currently employs 2 to 4 staff a year to support food sovereignty and food security. The Mount Waddington Family Literacy Society supports literacy and learning on North Vancouver Island through free programs for people of all ages, in partnership with local communities, schools, and organizations.